for it. For the one that had the Bulungushi International Conference Center, where he became president of the party and people got positions during that time. And it just says a lot about our politics, because there he was also in the background, you know, standing as Mr. Brian Mundubile is talking and saying, this is the man we've appointed as as leader of the opposition. And I'm also looking at Mr. Mundubile as well speaking, because he was the leader of the opposition prior to Mr. Mao Sampa, quote-unquote, becoming president of the party. And there he is now saying, we have chosen Mr. Mao Sampa as leader of the opposition. So, hey, that's the politics we have, right, in this country. But I saw a message earlier. This one came quite early in the morning. And it spoke towards what we've been experiencing as a country for a while now. Where is that message? But it was to the effect that over the years as a country, okay, there it is, I found it.
It came from
Emmanuel Jeffrey. Says, people seem too surprised with the speaker, as if you are new in Zambia. All the speakers we've had since Chiluba have always been perceived to be biased towards the appointing authority. That's some food for thought. But at the same time, we've also had speakers in the National Assembly where, I mean, they have been commended. We've had the likes of Musa Mwanamo Ambwa, who have gotten eulogies from people who were in opposition at that particular time, you know, commending their ways of their conduct within the House. Of course, not everyone will be happy with the conduct of a speaker, but I mean that's one person who has been cited as one who conducted himself quite well. I'm not sure if those eulogies just came because he passed on, but we got a lot from that, and maybe also because he was the Speaker of the National Assembly for quite a while, and people thought that, you know, he became quite impartial in his conduct all through the years. But all in all, we continue hearing this and continue following what's going on in the National Assembly, and we'll continue following up and giving updates around that. Although I must mention also that the Patriotic Front members of Parliament have said if they do not see Mr. Mao Sampa recognized as leader of the opposition, there'll be some more quote-unquote disorderliness, as the speaker wants to put it, in the House. There'll be some more drama in the House. So they want to see Mr. Mao Sampa recognized as leader of the opposition.
So when do we see an end to this walking out of Parliament? I think it's just, you know, getting out of hand. Every now and then we see this happening.
We saw UPND members of Parliament walking out when they were in the opposition. We're seeing Patriotic Front members of Parliament walking out when they're in opposition. So it seems to be we've also seen ruling party members walking out of the National Assembly under the current administration. We've seen that happen before. So it seems it's a trend when they want to express themselves and their displeasure with some of the activities in the National Assembly. But let's get into the main news at 8 with Lusubilo Gondwe. More coming up during this hour of the show.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Daliro ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Economists caution citizens against expecting quick relief from high cost of living despite economic growth. Chartered accountant concerned about financial strain facing Copperbelt businesses due to VAT and legacy debts. Israel has agreed to conditions for 60-day Gaza ceasefire, says Trump. To present the news, I'm Lucevilo Gondoy. Economist Esther Banda says citizens should not anticipate immediate relief from the prevailing high cost of living despite Zambia's significant economic growth over the past 6 months. Ms. Banda tells Phoenix News that the benefits of the country's economic expansion, including the kwacha appreciation, increased agriculture production, and reduced petroleum prices, are unlikely to translate into a reduction in the cost of living in the short term. She has explained that Zambians continue to grapple with escalating prices of essential goods and services, causing a disconnect between macroeconomic performance and household budgets. Ms. Banda has urged citizens to be patient, stating that any significant easing of financial pressures on households is unlikely to materialize until next year. She is hopeful that government will take advantage of the positive economic strides to cushion inflation in coming months and ensure that economic gains benefit households and alleviate financial pressures they are facing.
It's now not going to have a direct impact on the cost of living, because it doesn't mean instantly that when the kwacha appreciates and the fuel prices reduce, it doesn't mean that fuel goods of certain prices and goods and services will be reduced, because there are other factors of production that are at play. So we expect the cost of living to still be relatively high, because all those who are in the importation and production of goods and services are watching, you know, they are watching how the economy is moving. So it would be very immature of people to begin to lower prices of certain edible foods and certain services.
Chartered accountant Emmanuel Mbambiko has raised concern over the growing financial strain on Copperbelt-based businesses due to unresolved legacy debts and the continued application of the withholding value-added tax VAT system. Mr. Mbambiko says the long-standing debts related to withheld taxes, particularly from mining companies, have continued to cripple the cash flow of local businesses, many of which are small and medium-sized enterprises that rely on timely payments for survival. He has further pointed to a lack of communication between mining companies, the Zambia Revenue Authority (ZRA), the affected businesses, saying while taxes are still being demanded by ZRA, payments from the mines are delayed, placing undue pressure on local suppliers and contractors. He has questioned why ZRA has not yet advised government to abolish the withholding VAT system, given the negative impact it continues to have on business operations. Despite challenges, Mr. Mbambiko has acknowledged the positive outlook brought about by the revitalization of the mining sector, which he says has restored a sense of hope for economic recovery on the Copper Belt.
You know, the legacy debt to do with withholding VAT, that one must be a thorn, it is a total thorn in the flesh for those of us in the Copper Belt. I don't think the Commissioner General and his team have done any service to us. I think it's the most painful tax that one faces. We have talked about so several times, and there have been promises, but nothing seems to be working, absolutely nothing. So, in my view, Mr. General and his team are actually doing a lot of disservice to us.
Governance and development activist Aden Matafwali has warned against political interference in the implementation and recruitment process of the Zambia National Service ZNS voluntary training program. Government, through the Ministry of Defense, recently announced a 17 million kwacha allocation to ZNS for a youth training program as part of ongoing efforts to address youth unemployment and promote inclusive development. Mr. Matafwali has welcomed government's funding of the voluntary youth training under ZNS, describing it as timely and strategic investment in national development, but has cautioned against political interference in the selection process, instead demanding